Angels and Red Sox rubber game at Fenway. Doug Fister making his first start for Boston after being claimed off waivers from Anaheim earlier this week, not getting off to a good start against his former team.
Here's the pitch. And this one is lifted in the air in the left center field. It's hit pretty well. That ball's out by the Green Monster, and it hits off the Green Monster. Going into third, being waved around and coming in to score will be Danny Espinosa. Coward in his first at-bat of the season with the Angels, doubles off the Green Monster against his ex-teammate, and the Angels have a 2-0 lead. So three hits in the inning, a couple of runs at the plate now is Gratterall. He lines one into right field. Coward can run. He's going to be waved home. Throw to the plate. He'll score. Now Gratterall is caught in a rundown. They'll throw to second and get him, and that will end the inning. But he will get an RBI hit. His single brings in Coward, and the Angels, after the call was reversed here in the inning, that would have been the third out. The Angels end up scoring three times. Kimbrel ready, and the next pitch, a little broken bat pop. It's going to drop into right center for a hit. Being waved home is Revere. The throw, he'll score, and Coward hustles up the second. He has an RBI hit. The Angels do add on here against Kimbrel, and the lead expands to 4-2. And here's the next delivery. That's a hard hit ground ball, but it's stopped there on the outfield grass by Espinosa. Fires the first base. The ball game is over.
So Petit picks up the save, his first of the year and just the third of his career, 4-2 your final Sunday. So after taking 2 of 3 from the Yankees earlier this week, the Halos then head to Boston and win another series against the tough AL East opponent. Here's Angels manager Mike Socha talking after the win.
You know, it was much needed. And, you know, Parker just keeps coming in and just, you know, keeps us in games. It's been great to watch in some tough places to pitch. You know, he's really throwing the ball well. And the bookend brother, the other Parker, came in and got a big out in the seventh to end it there. And Petit just, Wise just keep, he just keeps making pitches in good zones and getting outs. And it's a big 2-inning save for us.
When did you sort of devise the plan to have Petit pitch the eighth and the ninth?
Well, we had a couple innings in Petit, and we were looking at either if we needed him early, you know, he can come in early and get us a certain point. And there were some guys who were definitely trying to stay away from down there, trying to give him a blow. Mm-hmm. And if we needed him, we could have used him if the game, you know, got on our terms. But when, you know, when Parker got two outs in the seventh inning, and we cleaned up that seventh inning, we felt good with Blake coming in to clean it up and then flipping Y back out to see how far he could go when he got it.
It's a pretty unique scenario where you have, like, the same guy who would be your guy to go to in, like, the fourth inning is your guy who pitches the eighth and ninth.
Well, I think on given days, that's the way it's going to line up, and today was one of those days. On given days, we're going to, you know, you've seen us use four guys, you know, six, seven, eight, ninth, one inning guys. I do think it's just who's fresh, looking at matchups, and hopefully, continuing to hold leads.
What did you think of the game that Caleb had today?
Great game. Caleb had probably about 30 minutes of sleep last night, got to the park, went out and got his ground balls, got ready to play, and looked very comfortable up there. Not even two hits, drew the walk. Defensively, made some big plays.
Well, considering how the game is now, is that almost like an old-fashioned save? I mean, it was 2 innings.
Well, I don't care if it's old-fashioned or if it's cutting edge. A save's a save, and we need them. You know, we need guys to hold leads. But, yeah, I think, most closers are primarily the one-inning guys that are in that bubble. We have some guys that are going to just pitch an inning to get a save for us, and we have a guy like Wild go out there and, get six or seven outs if he had to.
How did Fister's performance compare to the reports that you had gotten when he was in AAA with you guys?
His velocity was a tick above. He might have been a little generally today, but He threw the ball well for those guys.
Caleb Cowart recorded his first two hits of the season in Sunday's win over the Red Sox. Here's Cowart talking after the game.
Just see a ball out over the plate, stay in the opposite gap. That sinker, not try to pull it. Just try to stay on the ball up the middle.
Were you able to pass some of that along to your teammates?
Yeah, I talked to them about it. They asked me what I had, and I relayed some of it.
Let's talk about the circumstances. Where were you when you got called up, and how different was this call-up to compared to others?
I was in Vegas. I hadn't really slept yet. I got in this morning about 9 o'clock and just got a little bit of a nap on the plane, but I'm good to go. I'm glad to be here.
How do you find the flow of the team considering how well they've been playing and, you know, the confidence that builds on everybody?
It's a good vibe in the clubhouse. You know, everybody seems to be playing good baseball, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yusmeiro Petit picked up his first save of the season, pitching two scoreless innings in Sunday's win over the Red Sox. Here's Petit talking about his performance.
I take the opportunity for today because we know a lot of working for these road trips. We'll continue to the road trip, so I think it might give me a chance to give you rest a little bit more for the bullpen and I'm working for the two inning save. That's matter, no matter for us.
As far as guys at baseball, getting David Hernandez says he loves you. I think there is that what he said.
Yeah, that's we're joking there. So.
I know. Guys going two innings. You're right up there among the tops of all relievers. Were you expecting to go the ninth inning as well here today?
After the first, I'm going normally to the dugout and see. Charlie told me, hey, you can finish the game for the score. We can take it, like, take it for that, for the team, for keeping my rest for the bullpen guy over there. This is a guy tired, rotary, so I'm be good for that. I take it.
You did. You're doing great. You went 4-6 on this road. It seems like a good road team right now, and I just feel like a lot of confidence. I know Mike Trout, you remember him, is hurt, but you guys are building a real solid team. Without him, when he comes back, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, you know, we got one race here, you know. We want to keep him close to the race, so we needed Mike, you know. So we're working hard every day for being in the race and for the final season.
Both teams return to action Monday. Angels visit the Dodgers in the Freeway Series, while the Red Sox host the Twins.